Game one of a doubleheader between the Indians and Tigers. Mikey Mahtook struts the plate in the second in hopes of a base hit, but Bradley Zimmer has other ideas.
The pitch, swung on, line shot towards right center. Diving is Zimmer, made a great catch. Scrambles to his feet and throws it back in. What a play by Zimmer. That ball looked like it was headed up the alley for a bases clearing double. A low line drive bullet. And he raced toward right center, dove and made a sensational catch. The pitch to him, and he swings and drives it deep left field. We've got a tie game. So J.D. Martinez hits number 14. This is a guy that missed the first 6 weeks of the season. So it's a 1-1 game on the J.D. Martinez solo homer to left, and Tomlin pays the price, pitching from behind. The 0-1 swung on, rocket shot deep left center field. It is gone. 2-1 Detroit. Back-to-back homers from Martinez, and now Cabrera hits his 11th. Here is the set by Stumpf, and here's the payoff. Swung on, this is pounded deep right center field. This ball is gone! We've got a tie game! Carlos Santana blasts a two-run home run to right center. And the Indians have scored three in the seventh. And the worst bullpen in the American League is at it again. The pitch, swung on, drive, headed toward the gap in right center. It'll one-hop the wall. This will break the tie. Ball caroms towards center. Castellanos is on his way to third. And home with a go-ahead run is Martinez. Nick Castellanos has his third hit today. A single, a double, and now an RBI triple to right center. And Detroit has taken the lead 5-4 off Brian Shaw here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Tigers would take this one 7-4. After dropping 8 straight, the Tigers have won 4 of their last 5. Here's what Francona had to say about the loss.
Balls were out over and up. Castellanos swung the bat good all day. And, you know, that's a nice swing. You know, hit that carom out there and went away for the triple, but we were going to be in, you know, it's going to be second and third anyway. Just having a hard time stopping the bleeding. So, you know, went to Armstrong, and fortunately he got out of that and then, you know, finished up for us. Just, you know, when you tie it like that, man, it's, you know, it's a big inning, but they're middle of the order. You know, you can get nicked up going through there.
What is Sanchez doing against you guys' bats?
You know, a really good changeup. I mean, he's always had that. He's throwing it more now. You know, he'll kind of mix his fastball, you know, in and out, just trying to keep you off the changeup. But it's a good changeup.
What did you see from Tomlin?
He was really struggling to find his breaking ball. You know, his curveball, when he's going good, has been such a good pitch for him. And it just, you know, like he hit McCann. You know, when you look up with him in the third inning and his strikes and balls are even, that's rare. You know, he just was kind of fighting it the whole way. And then it looked like maybe he was kind of trying to reel it in a little bit. You know, we get it out on the bases. But it just was a kind of a battle for him the whole time.
How nice is it to see Santana have a couple good swings, especially right
now? Boy, when he hit that ball to right center like that, my goodness, that's a gorgeous swing. You know, that's... Boy, if he swings a bat like that, that's, you're going to see his average go up. You know, you're going to see everything go up.
Any concern with Tomlin when he's been pitching?
Well, I mean, we're always concerned about everybody, you know. But, I mean, you know, the best thing, the good side is we know he's going to do everything in his power, you know, work. And, you know, he was down there rooting for the guys after he came out. I mean, you know, we got to get him back to finding that comfort zone with his breaking ball. It's like he's almost throwing through it. You know, there some of them were backing up. He wasn't commanding it. But he and Mick will have a side day in a couple days and keep battling. That's the one thing he'll never stop.
He usually has that run, you know, last year when, like, you rattles off six.
Yeah, and he did that in May, and he'll do it again.
Josh Tomlin goes 4 2/3, 4 runs on 8 hits with 3 strikeouts. Anibal Sanchez goes 6 1/3, 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 5. Both end up with a no decision.